I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing The Ritual by Chantal Tessier. It was
Chantel.
different than our normal book. Well,
And
in some ways it was,
in
in
some
some ways it
ways,
wasn't.
we really thought it was going to be like right up our alley because we do love a good dark romance. And
Yes.
like there were certainly things that we liked about it. Don't get me wrong. But I was concerned
Yeah.
and scared.
Yeah, actually, I was scared from the get-go. Like
Yeah.
the first chapter, I was like, "Oh, he's killing people, I think."
Yeah, and I think what was so jarring about that was just that, like, he was a freshman in college, so like 18,
A
maybe
child.
17, I don't know, depending on when his birthday fell in elementary school.
Probably 18, though.
But probably 18. And like
Mean, he
he was
was.
just bloodthirsty from the get-go.
We will definitely unpack this, but I just want to say that there are some things about him that I just feel like were a caricature of, like, like it felt like a caricature of a dark
Yeah.
romantic interest.
But it's like they didn't quite draw the lines correctly.
Yeah. Like they
Like,
went too far on things that were actually really scary.
yeah. And it wasn't charming. Like, the redemption of this character, like, he didn't redeem himself, really.
Right.
I think we just slowly started to, like, accept it.
No, he just justified himself because, like, you know how much we on this podcast we love a morally gray character, but this character is not morally gray.
No,
He
he's just
is
evil.
just evil.
I don't even think he's evil. He's just rich
Yeah,
and
he's just a rich
entitled.
white man.
He's just rich, is what it is.
Let me go ahead and read for us all the back of the book on Goodreads. So it says, first of all, this is so cheesy. I'm sorry. Sorry in advance. The
This is
chosen one, I vow, you vow, we vow. Barrington University is home of the Lords, a secret society that requires their blood in payment. They are above all the most powerful men in the world. They devote their lives to violence in exchange for power, and during their senior year, they're offered a chosen one. People think growing up with money is freeing, but I promise you it's not. My entire life has been planned out for me. I never got the chance to do what I wanted until Riot Alexander Archer came along and gave me an option for a better life. He offered me what no one else ever had, freedom. I chose to be his. He made me believe that anyway, but it was just another lie. Yeah.
Yeah,
A way that the Lords manipulate you into doing what they want. After being sucked into the dark, twisted world of the Lords, I embraced my new role and allowed Riot to parade me around like the trophy I was to him. But like all things, what started out as a game soon became a fight for survival, and the only way out was death. Hey, girly.
hey, there were other options.
I'm sorry, guys. Oh man, but just so you know, everyone, that is the back of the book. This is like one of six books.
That's
There's a bunch
it.
of them.
Death is the choice.
Death is the choice,
That's it.
apparently. But she didn't die, though.
No, she didn't.
Spoilers.
Spoil. She is alive and well. And in the physical sense, is she well mentally? I don't know.
No, but she is physically, like
She's got some two bitch
healthy.
ass kids now.
Yeah, three kids, but
Three,
two of
sorry,
them.
three
No,
of
wait.
them.
What would you rate this book?
I gave it like a 5.67 out of 10, because that was some just rich white people shit that I was
Yeah.
reading, and it was bonkers. The more that I read like billionaire romances or like the Elite Academy book series that I was reading, like the more I'm just like, I don't think I like wealthy people.
Yeah.
Like
Even the
I.
fantasy of it.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that at all because those are some morally like bankrupt people and in like not an entertaining way.
Yeah, no,
It
seriously, he
just
was
like
horrible
pissed
from the
me off.
get-go. Yeah, I agree.
It's like, yeah, and now these people are like in charge of things.
Yeah, okay, so I rated this book like a 5 out of 10 because, like, there were things along the way that entertained me, like, whatever. But in general, What didn't really make sense to me was the society itself, because
Yeah.
like you're saying, like these are a bunch of just rich people doing horrible things. And what I don't understand is like, what are they doing? Because they're like centered, like their initiation, like headquarters is at some private university, basically. And are they like taking out hits on like political figures, or like who are they killing? They're just
I
killing
think
people.
they're basically just trying to be like this group of people is trying to like run every important facet of like the economy and the political structure
But
and
like only
whatnot.
in their local area, do we think? Or like, was
No,
this like a
I think it's
nationwide?
probably like a nationwide thing, but like the central location for this, because it's such an elite group of people, like they have to keep it small, I think. And so that's why it's
Okay.
at like this one school.
That does answer some questions for me, because I was really wondering like what's the end game? What's the motive? And I think that makes sense, is that they're
Well,
trying to control things on a larger scale.
and it's like I read another book very similar to this. It's called Noctocadia, where it's like this school was also just in the middle of fucking nowhere, like on an island. I think I've
I
told you
did
about
read
this
that.
book.
I did read that.
Yeah. And like they have like a secret society within this academy as well. And I feel like it was a very similar book to this.
But I feel like I bought more into that story
Theirs was
because
more
theirs was like science.
academia.
Yeah, like they were like doing research. They were like trying to find like a scientific discovery. But like that's a good point, because the reason why I didn't rate this book very highly is because the vibes weren't like meshing for me. Because I wanted something more along the lines of Noctocadia, where it was very like spooky, dark academia. And this felt like it was trying to be that, but at the same time, it also felt like House of
There was like
Cards.
an end goal. Like there was like a finite thing they were looking for. Whereas this, it's like I'm not really sure what this little boys club is, but
But
like it
y'all are
seems like you're just
scary.
killing people for no reason. I'm assuming the people they're killing are those that are either like not meeting like the goal set for them by the other lords. Like it's like, hey, we need you to infiltrate like this group, or we need you to get to like this point and like your status, and like they just weren't doing that. But I think it's a little harsh that they're like, oh, you're poor now, so we're gonna kill you.
No, straight up, they were just like, the penalty is death immediately.
And we're gonna have this 18-year-old fucking loser do it.
Absolutely bonkers, but yeah, it was all right.
It was fine. So they like some parts of like the spice were pretty good, I
Yeah,
guess.
some
Some
of
of it
it,
was not.
yeah, some of it, fine. Some of it, upsetting.
Upsetting. Like, listen, I love like the primal play aspect of it. I think that's probably one of my like if we're gonna have to read about something, I think that'd probably be my favorite. But like the whole like I can't get behind like the non-con and like dub con stuff. It's like that just toes a line that I'm not comfortable with. And like the whole thing where it's like she knew she was taking a drug at the beginning, but like I don't think she knew like he was going to fully come in and like assault her.
I don't know. I don't know what she knew.
But like all I know is like that formed like the bond in which they move forward with. So she must have been like okay with it. Otherwise, she probably wouldn't have gone to like the chosen ceremony. But
She was like into it, but I think
that's
like what
where.
we've talked about before is like in books, a lot of times there's no indication that this has ever been like discussed and okayed beforehand. And the like that is like so far beyond crossing a line.
And that's where like the devious consent like is kind of a miss for me, because it's like I think her choice was taking it. By her taking it, that was like her consent for him to come in and do whatever.
Right. That was definitely
But
what was implied.
I don't like that. But
Yeah, I don't like that either.
to each their own. Like I also don't want to like shame her by any means if that's what she's into. I
Right.
just me personally, I did not like that.
Right. And I think a lot of it too is just my inability to separate like how scary that sounds to like me personally versus like this character in a book who's like into it, you know? Because like That's the thing too, is like there has to be some sort of like separation. But a lot of times when you're reading, like you are suspending your disbelief, but like you do kind of almost feel like you're immersed in that world, and like
Yeah.
your own like thoughts and feelings are influencing how you feel when you read about certain things.
Well, and I think another thing too is that I just didn't care for Riot to begin with. And so, like, him doing that, I'm just like, ew, why are you letting this, like, creep ass man, like, do this to you? Like, be so fucking for real. But then it's like, I also think, like, in her world, like, she is used to, like, those types of people. And the rich elite society. And so, like, for her, it's probably like, yep, I've done, like, I do this. Like, this
She's
is
like,
fine. This is what powerful men do. And it's like,
yeah,
yeah,
that's
for
what she believes.
sure.
She's like, he's the best of the worst, so I'll take him.
She's like, I'm not gonna get any better in this life. So,
And she wasn't wrong.
no, she wasn't, but it's so sad.
It is. I think if she had ran before agreeing to marry him, it would have all been fine. He would have let her go.
Oh yeah, I
I think
agree.
that that was her out, but she didn't
But
take
deep
it.
down, no, she wanted that. So, because it's like at the end of the day, she was accustomed to that lifestyle. She understood. I think it's more like the devil you know versus the devil you don't. Where it's like she knows what she's getting into there. Like she understands he's a bad person, where it's like you go in the real world, like cutting yourself off completely from like your family, from everyone else. It's like you've never been in that position before. So,
And she wouldn't have any money because she hadn't
yeah.
finished school. No, I do get it. But yeah, let's talk a little bit more about the characters.
Yeah.
So, since we were just talking about Blakely, let's start with her. She's our female lead.
I hated her.
Yeah, justified. She sucks. She's dumb.
Like, pick yourself up off the damn floor. Like, stand up.
She's embarrassing me, like,
Like,
truly.
okay, so it's like you're throwing yourself at this man, right? At your boyfriend at the time who sucks. He
Yeah.
sucks.
Oh,
Matt
yeah. Matt.
sucks.
Oh.
And it's like, I think she knew that from the get-go, but she's like, oh, this is what my parents want, blah, blah, blah. And
But she was like not
fine.
opening her eyes. She was
No.
not seeing him for who he was at all.
But the 180 we did, so it's like he won't sleep with her and she's pissed. But then she sees him with another girl. And obviously, yes, that is very frustrating for sure. But like, I don't think I would go to the lengths that she did to like fully separate myself from that situation. She's like, I better run to like the craziest person I've ever met in my life and completely like surrender my free will to a stranger to get back at him.
Who just so happens to be my insane ex-boyfriend's like mortal enemy, which is saying something because like they're both horrible. Like they hate each
Yeah.
other. They're both horrible. Matt is slightly more horrible.
Yeah,
Actually, he's a decent
Matt's
amount
a
more horrible.
villain.
Yeah, because Matt does genuinely just want to watch the world burn. I feel like
Yeah.
Riot is kind of like, he's like, I want my own things that make me like comfortable, and then I'll
Yeah.
leave everyone else out of it.
Unless they like step in my way.
Unless they,
Yeah.
yeah, get in his way, then certainly he's going to retaliate. But like, I think ultimately, if no one poked him, he would be chill.
Yeah.
Matt, on the other hand, would just
He's
cause
making
shit.
his own problems. Yeah, he's like the type of like rich person that is just not content with anything and like just constantly wants to like push the limit of what he can do.
He is the worst. He is the worst person in this book, and this is a book full of horrible people.
This is just a book about really bad people.
Doing heinous things. But back to Blakely, I just wanted to say, like, again, she is a victim, and I'm not here to like victim shame because like she didn't really stand a chance from the get-go the way she was raised.
No.
But she certainly was not making any decisions to help herself. Like every decision that she made this entire book actually made things worse. And for that, I cannot feel sorry for her. She's
One
pissing me
thing I
off.
do like respect Chantel for though is that she's like, no, I'm not here to write like any redemption arcs, you silly
No.
gooses. Like, I am just here to write about just shitty ass people and like how their lives develop. It's not like them becoming better people. It is just we get to see them grow up into what they are supposed to be.
You know what? That is a really good point, and it makes me want to rate this book higher.
And it's like, I get it. That was like, yeah, no, you're right. It's like she did what she meant to do. Like,
Yeah.
she's not trying to write a hero here.
She's like, why would I redeem them? They're bad people.
They don't want to be redeemed.
Like, yeah, actually,
Like, no, they
yeah.
just suck and they get it.
You make a really good point. You know what? I'm bumping up my rating.
I give it a 7.2.
5.99.
That's really all I have for Blakely. She was just fine. She's just okay.
She's fine.
Just not my favorite.
Yeah, feel kind of bad for her, but also don't. So let us talk about Riot, because I think that this man genuinely thinks that he is like honorable compared to the other lords. I think he thinks that he has like a moral compass, and I think he is wrong about that.
Yeah. And I think it's truly just because like his father is like the same way.
Yeah. But he just genuinely is like, no, like these pieces of shit, I'm better than them. It's like, hey, Riot.
You ki Britt killed a guy.
Yeah,
Like in cold blood.
but he is, I guess, arguably less bad than some of the other lords, but like he thinks that makes him a good person in comparison, and I don't
Like,
like that.
I guess if I had to choose,
Yeah, like the devil
the
you know.
devil you know. And it's like the part that like cracked me up was the whole thing like leading up to the chosen one ceremony or whatever. So it's like he's like, they treat everyone like shit and like I'm not gonna let them see me like fuck my chosen in public. He's like, I'm gonna take her home to a nice bed and treat her like she deserves to be treated. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and drug her
And I'm also going to drug her. And he's
and
like, yeah,
handcuff
we're
her.
supposed to protect them. And I'm like, really? Are
Yeah,
we? Because it doesn't really feel like that.
he's really fucking scary, man. But like, that's all I have to say about him. Like, he is also just fine. And we're gonna talk more about him, like, in the discussion questions a
Yes.
little bit.
Yeah, trust that
So.
we will be talking about the thoughts, concerns, and prayers as well.
And sorrows.
In our sorrows, deepest condolences. Yeah, like every single one of these people. Here's the thing. This book was kind of long and like not a lot happened
Yeah, that's
until
so
the
true.
end. It's like it was a whole lot of them like building, I think, trust is what I guess I would call that with each other, or like a mutual like trauma bond. And then the end was good.
Yeah, the end did kind of pop off like plot-wise as well. Like we got all of the like
Loved that.
backstory with like her parents, although that
Kind of confused me, I won't lie.
I was kind of confused about why some of that happened. Which, let's talk about that really quick because, sorry, we're jumping around so much, but
Sorry. My thoughts are scattered when it comes to this gem of a
well,
novel.
the book was a little bit scattered.
Yeah.
I thought it was so weird because her like parents, I think ultimately they wanted to be together. Like if they could have had it their way, they would have been together.
Yeah.
Like her biological parents.
Yeah.
Am I to assume that the reason why they couldn't be was like their parents told them who to marry, like back when they were in
I think
college?
it's like something along those lines, or like he was influenced to not do that just based off of like her adoptive mother's like social standing. I don't know, she's a cunt.
She's
In every
really,
sense of the
really
word,
horrible.
truly a psychopath.
Yeah. Like same level as Matt.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why, like,
They
they were
were villains
kindred
together.
spirits,
Yeah.
truly plotting against poor Blakely from the start.
Yeah, they like kidnapped her, and her adoptive mother was like, I'm going to steal that baby from your womb.
Yeah.
And then Matt here can have you. I don't care what he does. I just want that baby.
It was truly wild.
It was kind of crazy, but at that point I was invested. I was like,
It's
this
like,
is like
yeah, I
a soap
expected
opera.
nothing less. But yeah, if I understood it correctly, I think yeah, it was like he chose like social standing over like their love.
Yeah. But
But
like
like it's fine. They found each
had
other
a
in the
decent
end.
standing too, or she must have, because like her husband was the one who was like getting assassinated at the beginning of the book.
Yeah.
So he had to have been
Or
important somehow. I don't know. I guess maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention, and that's on me. But
I think
I was skimming at times.
there were so many other things going on that like it was kind of hard to focus on
Yeah.
the true plot of it. Maybe they dive deeper into it in future books. Maybe it all
Yeah,
ties
actually,
together.
they
I bet
might,
it
but I probably
does.
won't be reading them,
But I guess I'll never
unfortunately.
know.
And that's a secret I'm not willing to find out.
Nope.
Let's talk a little about
Some
Matt.
side characters.
Yeah, because I feel like we've mentioned Matt a couple times, and I wanted to say that, like, he is the worst person in this book. And again, there's a lot of bad people in this book, but like, what really upset me was at the beginning when
Yes.
he was gonna R word, who we later find out is Blakely's mother, but he was for no reason, just
Yeah.
because while she was sleeping.
It's crazy too, because he's like already on thin ice, I think, with the Lords. And it's like,
Yeah.
you can't, first of all, you can't sleep with anybody. Apparently, rape doesn't count. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess like that in his mind, he was like, yeah, no, this is just part of our
This is a
assignment.
benefit of this, I
Yeah,
guess.
this is just a perk.
This is, yeah, like the spoils of my conquest here. Yeah, no, that was crazy. And the fact that they were like, we'll put you on probation, man. Don't let it happen again. It's like, be so for real.
I know. It was honestly upsetting. I hate him.
Like, young men will be young men, you know?
Oh boy. Then there was also, like, side characters wise, there was Sarah and Gunnar. They're crazy. Sarah's especially crazy.
Sarah just wants to be seen.
Because she did not have to be involved with these people. She
She
was no one
chose
was
to do
telling her.
this.
Yeah, she was just like, no, sounds fun.
She's like, well, my parents
What?
don't love me, so.
I'm curious to see where she ends up in the future.
Hope you're doing good, girly.
Do you think, like, honestly, because she doesn't have like any social standing, so do you think like just she'll be like used as a chosen one and then just kind of never have contact with the Lords again?
I mean, she must have some social standing because that school's like for the rich and elite.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I just took it as like she
Sounds
wasn't like
like,
important enough.
it just sounds like her parents maybe are like rich and wealthy and didn't plan on having a child,
Yeah.
but
They're like, you go do something with your life.
yeah. Or
And
she like
here's some money.
wasn't interested in the right things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't
I'm
know
interested
either.
to find out. I guess like I'd be interested to know more about her story, but also not enough
To read more.
to read it.
And I don't even know if she'll be in the, I don't know if she'll be in
I
other
have no
books.
idea. No clue. Really quick, one more thing about Matt. I think the most interesting thing about this book, not even interesting, the most entertaining part of this book was Matt going on like a murder rampage, like at the very end there. Like, honestly, that is what I was really looking forward to. And he delivered.
He was in his Joker era.
Yeah, that was actually really dope. I loved that. Thanks, Matt, for providing that for us.
Yeah, that was pretty bonkers.
Little rampage in the woods in the cabin. Love that.
I thought it was fun because, like, yeah, he truly was just spinning out. Like,
Yeah.
he was ever since, like, Riot chose Blakely as, like, his chosen one, he was like, I will not tolerate this disrespect. My man was losing it.
Yeah.
From then
Like,
on.
he did not understand the rules.
No. And then there is like Tyson, and
He
I
was
feel like
scary.
it's really scary.
Scary.
I felt like this book, like the end of it, was setting up a book about him. I feel like it's probably he has his own book because, like, there's a bunch more.
Just the
There's
fact
lots
that,
to
like,
it. So
Riot learned everything from him.
that lets you know all you need to know.
It's like there is always a bigger fish, and it is Tyson.
Yeah. He just kind of, he seems like he actually is bending some of the rules, but like is
Yeah.
still like really high up in the Lord. So like he must
He
actually have some
must
sway.
be doing something right to where they can't fuck it up.
It seems like they're kind of letting him do whatever he wants. So he must be delivering in some way.
I don't know. That would probably be the one book that I would read.
Maybe I am intrigued enough to. So I'll have to look up which book is his. If it's the next one, maybe I'll read it.
I've twisted my own arm. I will be continuing on with these books.
One thing about me is I am easy to convince.
You know what? You've talked me into it, damn it. I'll pursue.
I'm a gullible girly. Okay, so that's pretty much all the characters. I mean, there's also like her parents and stuff. We touched on them
But I
and
don't care to talk about them.
they suck. Everyone sucks. And oh, and
Everyone
their bitch
is.
ass kids. Their kids suck as
The
well.
kids, they probably are rude and make fun of like poor people.
Yeah, they come across as little assholes. Some general thoughts and concerns. I wanted to say, because we kind of talked about like the spice in this book. Some of it was like, yeah, like that was kind of fun and entertaining. Some of it was almost as scary to me as like the Den of Vipers. It just like it crossed some lines that I personally was not okay with.
I did like this better than Den of Vipers.
I did like this better than Den of Vipers on the
I
record.
despise Den of Vipers
You can
wholeheartedly.
quote us on that.
Yeah, that book was ass.
But like something that like really I was like, this is truly heinous was like the ritual itself. Like so humiliating. And I
Like out
know
here
some
drowning
people,
women.
some people are into that, but I thought it was heinous and horrifying personally.
Yeah, I got really scared for poor Ashley.
I don't
She
even want to think about it.
didn't ask for that, and then almost like she got almost drowned. And like that sounds like the absolute worst way to die, first of all. But like Matt's a big guy. Like he's a bulky dude. Like she stood zero chance.
It genuinely scared me so bad.
Yeah.
I was like, my jaw was on the floor.
I was getting very anxious during the ceremony.
Yeah, I did not
But
like
I'm
that.
sure, yeah, I'm sure some of them were like super into it.
Yeah, probably not Ashley.
But not Ashley. Ashley, you know what? She didn't know. Ashley is also a victim.
Ashley didn't know what she was signing up for.
Ashley didn't know he had a girlfriend. Ashley didn't deserve that.
Yeah. No, I yeah, she didn't.
She didn't deserve it. The epilogue, also trash.
Her kids suck. Well, at least one of them sucks really bad. And Riot was like supportive of that. He was like, yeah, like don't tell your mother though. I'm
And
like,
like,
okay,
here's the thing.
fine.
What she feared would happen happened anyway. It's like she thought she was going to be for like, is it better than being stuck with Matt? Yes, but you are still stuck with a man who probably does love you, I think, deep down, but I think would also
But
still
he's also
use
a
you at the
psychopath.
drop of a hat, like for his own gain, and clearly doesn't respect you enough to like keep your kids out of that. So
Again, Raya is just the best of the worst. Like he was the best option, but he's not a good one.
and that's like that is truly the best she was going to get.
And I hate that for her. So we were originally gonna do like a whole mini-sode discussing like real secret societies and colleges, but
We didn't want to be put on a
instead,
blacklist, so.
yeah, instead we're just gonna kind of like chat about them during the discussion section. But the first thing I want to unpack before we discuss secret societies is with Riot's character, because like you and I both have said, like we're not really a fan of this character. We don't find anything about him redeemable. How do you think Riot's character compares to other dark romance leads? And like, why is he not holding up in those same estimations as those other characters? Because I would argue that like Zaid Meadows from Haunting Adeline is much more beloved by all. And like mafia books, those type of like the one the third one in the Maid series where he basically like kidnaps her. Like I can't think of
Ronan.
his name. But like these are characters that like they're redeemable in some ways. So why is Riot
Can't
not?
I'm so glad you asked. I've been thinking about this a lot. It's because they have like a shred of empathy inside of them. Riot does not contain any like empathy or humanity. Like he has humanity because he's not just like a no, he's a cold-blooded killer.
He is,
No,
yeah.
he is though. It's the thing. And so like with Zayd, for example, I liked Zayd because he sure had his weird kinks, but so did Addie. And like that was like a mutual thing. But he
Yeah.
was also like a good person. Like,
Yeah.
did he do bad things? Yes. But it was
Absolutely.
for the greater good. And I think a lot of these people have almost like a Robin Hood type mentality, where it's like some people probably think what you're doing is very wrong. And maybe like morally it is wrong, but it is for a common good. And so I can look past that
Yeah.
because like in the end, like he's saving children from being trafficked. He's saving women from being trafficked. It's like you can do no wrong in my eyes if you were saving those people.
No, that's so fair. And like, what is Riot doing? He's like
Yeah.
helping himself.
He's getting richer and he's helping other people get richer.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think that's the big difference because it's like with Zayd, should he have stalked her? No. But they matched each other's freak, you
They did
know?
match each other's freak. You know, I feel like he really was gambling, though.
He was rolling the dice. She could have, but he also was sneaky enough to never get caught. And I also think that the first sign of her like truly not
Like,
reciprocating
yeah,
that,
he would have been like,
he
okay,
would not
I
have pursued it.
thought you were gonna match my freak, but
He's
never
like,
mind.
I misread the situation. You ain't never gonna see me again.
Like, sorry, the signals were crossed a little bit. My
Yeah,
bad.
it's like if she had just straight, like if he had, you know, the whole scene with the gun and whatnot, if she had just laid there, I think like a dead fish and like cried,
Yeah, and
like he would have
dissociated.
been like,
He would
okay.
have been like, oh, I'm so
Like, oh,
sorry.
you didn't want that. My bad. I'll
He
go.
like leaves a pile of cash for therapy.
Yeah, no, it like he totally would have been like, super cool. I'll get out of your hair. I'll watch from afar.
Sorry for cutting the guy's hands off too.
My bad. He is a
Sorry.
pervert,
But
so
yeah,
whatever.
also that guy did deserve to lose his
Yeah.
hands, but sorry for leaving them for
And
you.
it's like with like Ronan, for example, he is a bad person
Yeah, he
for
is.
sure, but he also was giving back to his community.
Yeah.
Okay? He was stimulating the economy. He
I
was protecting the hood rat children of Russia.
So I think that his thing is not so much like what he's doing for others, but his character in particular loved Mila so much,
So much.
put her on a pedestal and like worshipped her specifically. And so that in itself is different from Riot as well, because Riot doesn't care about Blakely. He
No.
just wants to, he wants her originally because he that's just who he's told to get. But then he's like, oh, also, this is benefiting me.
Now, Ronan and Mila did start off in the most nefarious of ways,
Well,
because
yeah.
it was a bit predatory on his part. She was an adult. She was
Yeah.
an adult,
But barely.
but barely. And also, like, he knew he was gonna kidnap her and
Right.
use her. And but also, I'll give him points when she was not responsive to his advances in the worst way possible. He did stop.
Yeah, no, he
He
did.
did leave her alone.
But eventually, like, whenever they fell in love, he actually felt love for
Yeah.
her.
And he was so good to her.
Whereas Riot did not.
And he was good to his staff.
Yeah,
And he treated them like family. Like,
that's so
Riot, I
true.
think, would probably not treat his like house staff well. I think
Yeah.
is the difference.
Yeah, you're right. It's all about attitude.
Yeah. It's like he was not grateful for the things that he had. Ronan was grateful for everything he had been given and worked for, you
Because he
know?
came from nothing.
Yes. And Riot did it. And Riot's entitled. Zayd's not entitled. Ronan
Yeah.
is not entitled. Most of those men, unless they like came from money, and you see that a lot in like the elite society type books, like you're not going to find people who you probably identify with because they didn't come from the same backgrounds we did. Like,
Yeah.
we cannot relate.
No, I think you're so right. Like, that's the thing that's like really putting a rift between us and Riot's character.
Yeah. I just cannot relate.
No, cannot relate, cannot respect him.
No, it's like
He's
he's
just a
not doing
bully.
anything for the greater good.
No, everything he's doing is for himself. And not even for Blakely. I feel like if he was like, oh yeah, I'm just so in love with Blakely, all of this I do for
I want
her,
to
then
give her the
maybe,
world.
yeah, maybe I'd be like, okay, he's just a man in love. I can't fault him. But
No,
no.
he's like, Blakely has everything she needs too. So it's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. And he's like, and she can benefit me.
So yeah,
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest difference is that
No, you're so right.
they're just not the same. They're just not.
Apples to oranges.
If you're gonna try to write a good dark romance book, they need to have like a shred of empathy and like a decent goal in life.
Yeah, and the thing is, like you said earlier, I think Chantel wrote this book with the intent of just having her
Yeah.
characters be horrible. Like, she's like, they just suck. They're rich people with power and they kill people. They're bad.
Yeah. And she's like, deal with it. You read it, didn't you? It's like, yeah,
Yeah,
I did.
and here we are talking about trying to read Tyson's book too.
Yeah.
So look at us.
She got me.
She put her little hooks in me.
She got me.
Let's discuss some of the like real secret societies
Are they
amongst
secret
collegiates.
societies? Like, if we can find them on Google,
Well,
yes.
I think yes, because everyone at Barrington knew about the Lords, even if they weren't a part of the Lords and didn't know what they did.
That's so fair. And like, I'm sure these things like dive way deeper into what they actually do. This is just like
Oh,
the
yeah.
surface level.
So most of our information is going to be coming from Wikipedia and also a website called Higher Ed Dive. Let's talk about a little history here, because on
All
this Wikipedia page, this
right.
says the first collegiate secret society recorded in North America was the FHC Society, and that was established in November of 1750 at the College of William and Mary. This society is publicly referred to as the Flat Hat Club, even though FHC probably is like Latin, not English. The most prominent members included St. George Tucker. Who the fuck is that?
They
Thomas
would have put him
Jefferson.
in front of
I know
Thomas Jefferson.
him. And George Wythe. Okay, I know one of those people. But yeah, that's the first secret society.
Nice.
Love that for
Not the
them.
PDA, the Please Don't Ask Society.
That sounds like don't ask, don't tell, and I don't like it.
Yeah. If you have to ask, you probably not get enough.
That
I do
is so
feel
dumb.
like, so obviously with, the North American secret society is like they're much younger and newer than others. Like I am sure in some of like the old colleges in like Europe and stuff, like there are some crazy things happening over there.
Oh, yeah.
Like I would love nothing more than to stumble upon a secret society in fucking like Great Britain.
Yeah,
Like
that would be so cool. Except unless they're like murderous, like the
yeah, unless
Lords,
they're like
then
not cool.
I don't want to be anywhere near it. I'm going to just kind of pick and choose now, like universities that I've heard of. So Columbia University has three secret societies. So you think they all beef with each other? There's three of them.
Yeah.
There's St. Anthony Hall and the Nackhams and
Nakums.
Sackhams. I don't know how to say any of these. They have 15 members each. Wow, that is prestigious.
Ooh, Dickinson College has one called the Ravenclaw. I wonder if that's like where she got Ravenclaw from. Anyway,
Oh.
it was founded in 19 or sorry, 1896. But it's only a membership of seven men
Oh my God.
who are then select seven new men when it's time for them to graduate.
That's crazy.
And they're only chosen based off of leadership, academic record, and athletic participation. There's also the Order of the Scroll and Key. Again, seven men who tap
Wow.
seven new men. I
Where's
love
the
the
one for
number
women?
seven. Women aren't loved by secret societies, I don't think.
Maybe women just don't love secrets.
They are witches. I think any organized like group of
Oh,
women.
it's actually just called a coven.
Yeah, they're just covens.
Oh, Duke University has had several secret societies.
I
The
see it.
Tombs was founded in 1903. Their members were known to tie bells around their ankles like little kitty cats. I love it. Except
Cute.
then I feel like that's not very secretive of you. There's also the Order of the Red Friars and Order of the White Duchy. The selection of new members known as tapping was held on the steps of Duke Chapel in broad daylight, so they called it a semi-secret society. Oh, President Richard Nixon was one of them. Interesting.
These are all kind of boring.
I think what you'll find is that actually secret societies are very boring because, again, it's just rich white men.
But I feel like deep down, like you have to dive deep into them. I feel like we're like again seeing the surface level of all of these. And these are just like fronts for their actual secret societies.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they can't tell.
This says Harvard does not have secret
Yeah,
societies.
bullshit.
Liar.
Bullshit. They don't have secret societies in the sense that you would think. Yeah, no, Harvard's harboring felons for sure.
They are just actual secret societies.
Yeah, no, like they are hidden. We will have to do some serious research there.
We might get assassinated for it.
So Yale, did we already talk? Yeah, you already talked about Skull and Bones, right?
No, I didn't
No.
actually.
Okay, so Yale has one of like the oldest ones. It's called Skull and Bones. It was founded in 1832. So some notable members are William Howard Taft, George H.W., George W., John Carey, and Dave McCullough. It's Yale's best kept, worst kept secret. Everyone knows about
It's
it, but no one really knows about it. Oh,
like
okay.
the Lord's.
Only those who are tapped are truly aware of what goes on in the tomb, the group's windowless headquarters.
Oh my God.
So there's been several books written about it. They think the Skull and Bones was allegedly involved in the creation of the nuclear bomb and the assassination of JFK.
Oh my God. Okay, so this
Yeah.
feels like an actual secret society.
And a lot of these people in this are believed to be like pipelined straight to like the CIA.
Damn. Okay.
That's sick.
That sounds like the coolest one. I think that might be the
That's
only
it.
like secret society that counts in any sense then. This Yale one, the Skull and Bones one, kind of feels like that's what has inspired every fictitious account of a secret
Yeah.
society in academia.
I think if we truly want to get the full like story of secret societies, we will have to look to more European colleges and
That's, yeah,
universities.
they need to
Yeah.
be older. That's so true.
Yeah.
'Cause like, yeah, this Yale one, it was only founded in 1832 because like again,
And
it
America's
just
not that old.
we haven't had enough time to really like burrow into the underground, really
Yeah.
set up our roots, our
I love
secret
it.
society roots.
All right.
All right.
Well, that wraps up the ritual. That book was wild. I mean, hopefully you read it before listening in on this because you're probably scared.
You're like, excuse me. Oh, if you guys didn't read it and you're listening to this episode, you're probably like, what is wrong with these people? Why did they
Yeah.
read that? That sounds horrible. And to that, I
Because,
say, we'll try anything once.
yeah, I'll read just about anything.
I'll read just about anything.
Fearless.
I go in with like one of those like mining headlamps.
Yeah, I've actually never read trigger warnings in my life.
No, me neither. Oh, the one time I did was for Butcher and Blackbird. I think you told me about the trigger
Oh, I
warnings.
did read those because someone was like, they're hilarious. And I was like, oh, accidental cannibalism.
Yeah, that one was
It
funny. And also it was funny when it happened in the book. You guys should read it. It's a good one.
was, it's in good taste. It's tasteful cannibalism.
It's tasty
Taste,
cannibalism.
tasty. No, it's not. That's disgusting. You should not eat people. I do not agree with
The
you.
Best Friends Book Club, like official stance on cannibalism is
We're
not
against it. Yeah.
against.
We are not for.
Yeah, not for. All right, so we are really going to be shifting gears next week. Join us for our next installment of Too Long Didn't Read. We're going to be doing Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. And then the week after will be an extension of that pretty much. And we're going to be talking about like all the little adaptations of Pride and
I'm
Prejudice.
so excited to talk about them. I may even throw in some of like my own like personal opinions on who I think should play like certain characters. But I don't really have any critiques. They're all perfection.
Oh my God, you
So
know, and we can talk more about this like when we do talk about the movies, but I did see an interview recently with Matthew McFadden, who's the
I
2005
love him.
Darcy. And in my opinion, he's the best Darcy. He's perfect for the role. But he actually talks in that interview about how he didn't love playing that role because he felt insecure. He felt like he wasn't killing it.
He's also just like a big old goofball. If you've watched Succession, like Tom Wobbegoms, like that is who he was meant to play deep down. I think he did amazing. I think
I've
he's one of
not
the
seen
most
Succession.
iconic roles, like the most iconic Mr. Darcy there is.
He is. And I wonder if that insecurity almost like helped his version of Darcy because you could tell that his Darcy like
Darcy's kind
felt
of
kind of,
insecure.
yeah, he is.
So I'm very excited to do a little deep dive into those for sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Guys, this is one of my favorite books of all time. So I'm excited to talk about it with you all. So go ahead, get started on that book. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.